we really kind of pooled from a lot of our influences, like, you know, Neil Sedaka
and
Neil Diamond,
ABBA.
Yeah.
Kind of like more of a, you know, rock poetic ballet.
We've picked out spandex outfits and
tutus.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We all went and we learned.
We learned
all sorts of stuff, everything from river dancing to polka dancing, and we kind of have made a smorgasbord, if you will, of different types of dance and different ways of interpreting through interpretive dance the songs. Now, it's the heaviest thing we've done since Dysfunction or Break the Cycle or yeah, Tormented, sure. You know.
That's what somebody described it was, you know, Dysfunction 2011. I mean, I definitely think it's, you know, it's more modern sounding, and but it's a lot of, you know, heavy guitar riffs and great melodies and some screaming and some.
And it applies itself to interpretive dance very well.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am, of course, Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara, the Dog of Wolf Street. How are you, buddy?
It turns out the real Prince of Snarkness is Aaron Lewis.
Is that right?
That was a very snarky interview.
That was pretty snarky. I mean, they're ballet men. Is that what I gathered?
That's from... He's making fun of sissy boys.
Yeah. Let's introduce our guest who's defending Aaron Lewis and all of his beliefs.
joining the exclusive three-timers club.
Yes. You're one of a very selective bunch.
I got to start filling out my schedule.
We have Shane Torres.
It's good to see you, boys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Can I just say, I think they're just trying to be funny in that interview, and they're not.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
100%. I don't think they're being snarky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think they're guys who were like, yeah, we're funny. You know,
right.
Like, and they're
we can
clearly,
do stand up.
Yeah, yeah. They're clearly not funny. It's a bad interview for sure.
Yep.
But I don't think they're like coming in being like, I gotta talk to somebody from MTV too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah. I don't know if Aaron has the ability to actually be sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
I
only,
think
first
he's
of all,
missing
all
of
his
that.
Friends call him only his friends call him Aaron.
That's a good well, he's
everybody
my boy.
Else calls him Mr. Stain.
That was
my father was Mr. Staines.
I work for a living. Call me Cummed on Sheets.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. Before we get too deep into the Staines business, let's congratulate our guest on his recent Colbert taping.
Thank you. Thank
you know
you.
When it airs?
Not yet.
Yes.
But, you know, keep an eye out on it. I'm very excited about it. I think it's a good set. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I hope, you know. I don't know when
it
is. Hopefully sometime. Is this coming out this week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So hopefully sometime this summer. So just keep an eye out.
And yeah.
Yeah. Syrup Mountain on Instagram and all that. I'll post all that.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Get in there.
Them. Yeah.
And hey, while we're plugging stuff up top, check out Shane's Comedy Central digital show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Very fun time. One of my favorite things ever is Casey James Salengo's episode where you guys confront his fear of not being liked or whatever. It's very funny. Check it out. Casey James Salengo, former guest of the show.
I was so worried because his episode, when it dropped, it only got 2,000 views the first day.
Yeah.
Which was... Not like small, but like comparatively.
It's almost like you guys.
Comparatively, it wasn't as good as the other ones. And then it rocketed up to 80,000.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Thank goodness. Like, yeah, I was just like, nobody really does like this poor son of a bitch.
Yeah, it would have been an extra, like the final fuck you of that episode is that no one even watches it.
Like the cut of this guy's jib.
Yeah. Comedy Central just didn't release it just to fuck with it.
That would be very good. How are you doing today, Tommy?
I'm doing well.
Doing well. We saw Detective Pikachu yesterday.
Ah.
10 out of 10.
It was not 10 out of 10.
No, I thought it was fun, though. Right
you
before
guys
the
are
movie.
Weird.
What the hell?
We saw it in a theater full of mostly children.
Yeah. I would have assumed, you know why?
What's that?
Because it's four children.
Oh.
Well, I think those...
I think it's 4chan.
I think those kids were seeing it ironically. That's my theory.
Yes. In other words, you should have seen all the funny hats they had.
Right before
like
the
there was
movie.
A six-year-old wearing one of those beer dispensing hats.
he's got orange
oh,
juice in
Oh, God, that's funny.
Hearing
that
the
down.
Kids get hyped before the movie was so fun. This little kid, I heard him say to his parents, "Be prepared to laugh."
That kid was at your Colbert.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's the new warm-up
Could've
guy.
Could have used him.
And then halfway through the movie, or like towards the end, there's a reveal or whatever, as movies often have. This man yells, "What the fuck?"
There were so many kids there.
Yeah, it was really good. I swear to God, it was so funny to me.
It was a high 20-something. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, can I tell you about my shock? Oh, I already told you off mic about my shocking night last night at the
yes.
cellar.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was at the cellar, like I was telling you, and then this crazy mentally disturbed man with blood all over his face was walking
Wait,
around.
Tommy, you stopped by the cellar last night?
Yeah, they passed him.
Why is that the mean part?
He had blood all over his face, bleeding out of his mouth and his fucking nose and everything. And he was, like, spitting it on people in front of the cellar.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "Jesus Christ." You know, everyone it was terrifying. It was so scary. And my friend was there. And he, like, walked up to her, and I, like, stood in front of her, and then I was like, "Just go inside. Just go and tell her to go inside." She took, like, forever to go inside. Like, I was like, "What are you doing? Get in here, because I will shut this door." And then I went back out to see if he was still out there, and the door got, like, nobody wanted to touch him. It wasn't like these people couldn't kick his ass, you know, but it was like nobody wanted, because he was covered in
blood. Yeah, that's the trick. If you're ever going to fight somebody, cover yourself in blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's what Carrie did.
He walked up to this big black dude, like, next door at Cafe Wall, and he called him the N-word, and then that guy just hit him in the face and knocked him out.
Damn.
He was laying face down on the sidewalk, and then he woke up, like, a few minutes later, and he's like, "What happened?"
I bet the guys from those, like, shitty comedy clubs still try to bark that dude in.
Yeah. So true. Oh, come on, buddy. Yeah, I need five tonight.
Come see a show at the Pear.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Amazing. Well,
but that was my crazy. That was not my. That was my what the fuck Pikachu story.
That should be a segment.
I'm
on
in
our
the
show.
Real New York, and you guys are hanging out here in lame ass Brooklyn.
Damn.
Not doing. Hey, I'm gonna move into the Apple Store. That's what you guys are doing.
There's Apple stores in the city too.
No, there's Apple dispensaries.
Is that what you call a farmer's market?
It's called a fruit vendor.
You fucking potheads. They got Apple dispensaries here. We are here.
How many times are you going to touch the knobs?
How as many often times? As you, you scream into them.
Oh, is this my fault now?
Shit.
I'm sorry.
It's... I have a segue.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
I just bought it.
He just starts segueing out of the apartment.
I was about to make that joke. God, we're not good comedians.
Okay. So we're talking about weed. And
yes.
This will be a quick... So
can I turn myself up here?
Oh, which yeah.
Is it...
It's the one that's connected to the headphones you're wearing.
I think it's because I'm having a hard time on the ride here. But it is.
Oh, one of them's not going to work. I should have warned you.
Well,
about
thanks
that
for
before.
That. Yeah, thanks for giving me the shitty headphones.
They all do.
It's all
this stupid blame pile. They don't sponsor us. I bought this thing. It cost $25.
Well, it seems like it was worth every penny.
It's true. It was.
Okay.
All right.
Aaron Lewis has gone country.
He's going country. Look at him.
Everybody know who Stained is?
I think we can assume our audience knows Stained.
We've referenced Stained on the show before.
Which will come up. Okay. Aaron Lewis has gone country. Look at them boots. I want to play the song Country Boy by Aaron Lewis.
His big country single, right?
There's two things I want to talk about in it. The first one is a visual that we can discuss that I'll show you guys in the video.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know.
Oh my God.
Okay. Pops. So the first image that you see in this video is a Polaroid of him as a toddler holding a rifle that says me age 2.
Right. Yeah.
Are we sure that's him?
It says me.
Yeah. Wait.
But he could be writing
me
it from a first person perspective of someone
that's
else.
That's true. Does he mean me as in you, Tommy, or me as in me, Stained?
Me. Yeah.
I see.
Me is all of us.
Yeah, that's. I think no matter where you stand on gun control, we can all acknowledge that it's the most fun to have a gun when you're 2.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm still not seeing
this. Picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. My grandfather was a drinker back in the day, he put him down. But a war is known to change a man, and the whiskey's known to change a man.
Not a great rhyme.
Did he just change a man, change a man?
That's Dang. Not me.
This is about.
I rarely drink from the bottle, but I'll smoke a little weed.
Wow, and he's holding up a finger to his lips like, shh, don't tell. Lord. I wonder if his fans support that.
I know.
I will say that this is exactly what I thought an Aaron Lewis country song would be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it's tightly wrapped in a shitty metaphor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Country boy.
But he loves to smoke that weed.
He opened the song by saying he used to take a old town road.
Yeah.
Or no, he said old dirt road.
An
damn
old
it.
Dirt road.
He said old dirt
from
road.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. What do you think of his country turn, Shane?
I can't. I don't know. I mean, I think. I will say country music is bigger than ever, right? Probably.
It's
in,
pretty big.
In pop country music especially.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that Old and Town Road is like the biggest song in the
I
country.
I will say that, and I mean this sincerely, with the platform he had to launch himself into country music to be a country music star, he should be more successful.
Yeah.
Like in that, like right? Like, you're too big. I mean, Stained was a big band. Like
Darius Rucker did it way better. He got way more popular at least.
Yeah,
You think it's because
and they're
kind of
the doing the same
element.
Thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like they both are like very strummy gonna get you know like they're like leaning on their voice to be the main like point. Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
I
just thought he would do it better. Like it seems like he's suited for it.
Yeah,
and it doesn't.
But it feels like he kind of is just doing the same thing he was doing. He just changed his voice a little bit.
And one like, and it, now it's like
it's a little twangier.
Yeah,
or
yeah, it's a little more clanky and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, he had a song called 14 Shades of Grey in 2000, or an album called 14 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I know. That's the one. That's got one of the. It's got one of the songs
50,
I picked
baby.
On it.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we hear a song early on, or should
I still have the cord.
Yes.
I want to confront you about something,
Oh,
Shane.
Yeah. This is a gotcha podcast now. Sorry, Shane. First episode of the gotcha show.
So the last episode that you did, Taking Back Sunday, Stained actually came up, and I said...
I planted the seed a while ago.
You did. This is why I didn't know this at all, and you pitched Shane, you pitched Stained to us. As a joke at first, which really pissed me off.
We're both confronting you right now.
And then you were like, I want to defend the cranberries. Nobody hates the cranberries,
People
Shane.
Hate the cranberries.
You think people would come, they'd be storming out to our house if we tried to do the cranberries.
Storming out to your house. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'd be lined up around the block to
There'd
give us
dozens
guff.
Dozens of people.
They'd be giving us guff. But anyway.
So I really thought some people wouldn't like the cranberries, but
no, people
I love them.
The I love the cranberries, too.
They're from the same part of Ireland as my mom.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My aunties taught their cousins in school.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the cranberries.
When I was in Dublin, I was in Ireland last week. I seen my mom's family, and... I was like, there, and we went for a drive, and we went to this lake. You know, it's like just a famous place. And my auntie Margaret, who's like really, she's pretty advanced. She was just like, "Do you know who the Cranberries are?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Do you know the group the Cranberries?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "She's from here." And I was like, "Ah." It was like she's like that's like her. I love my aunt, but that was like her most recent pop culture.
These new kids, Cranberries.
She was like, "Yeah, the weird nerd. They're from right around here." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's pretty neat." She's like,
"Damn.
Yeah, I taught their cousins in school and stuff." So
I want to say now that Sandler's having a moment again. We talked about it last week a little bit, but the movie Click features the song "Linger" from the Cranberries. Yeah. One of my favorite moments in cinematic history.
Oh yeah.
Very fun.
With
very
Kate
moving.
Beckinsale?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's wearing the pink sweater.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Shane, Stop unbuckling your belt.
Unbuckle your mouth.
Oh, God.
I went to the Colbert taping the day after Doris died, and the and the band played Ode to My Family in between.
Oh,
it
oh
was
my
like
God.
The most heartwarming.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was beautiful.
Love the Cranberries.
That makes sense.
Okay, cousin, we got to get you.
My cousin knew her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like wow.
He was just like, we saw them before they...
Wow.
Popped, and she was like clearly like really talented, but like hadn't really become like a performer. And then he said he saw her like a year later after they'd blown up in the States, and it was like crazy how
wow,
yeah,
like how much she had transformed into like a super
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. All right, well, enough waxing poetic about the Cranberries. We gotta get you.
So Aaron Lewis is gonna wax poetic America.
Okay, so this is. And then we should play the Cat Predict video after this.
Oh, but, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So this is the first time we've ever done this.
Why?
Where we play back. Because people listen to a podcast to hear a clip from an old episode of that podcast.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they
so
do.
If you've listened to an episode of Shane
you're,
on before,
Jesus,
you're going to
really?
Hear it again.
And we need to keep setting it up and talking about it. Okay.
What did
this
I
is
say?
From last year. You're about to find out. I was shocked. And to be honest.
I feel like 3 days grace is just from like, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
3 Days Grace is like shit that people who like, what's another angry guy music?
Stained.
Yeah, Stained is in there. People
I
who
definitely
like
had a stained face.
Did you?
Me too. Look, I'm not proud of this time in my life.
I'm fine with it.
I'm not
Y'all
ashamed.
Kiss my
I'm not
ass,
saying like... I'm ashamed either, but I'm just not. I wouldn't claim it and be like, see, I love good music. But
no,
I loved,
no,
I loved, the,
no.
What's that one that's like outside the window looking in or whatever? And I loved their fucking hit, the
Mud Shovel.
No, or Stained.
Well, that was one of their songs. Was Mud Shovel?
No, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been so long. It's so funny. It's been so long since I've legitimately listened to it.
Since I could see your face.
No, I don't want to listen.
I do. I love any song that an alt rock song that has a breakdown about the father that you don't see coming at first.
Yeah. On my father.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's what this was about the whole time.
Oh, it's weird.
He
went country, too.
From he did,
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, he went.
That's what I mean. Who's that American Idol guy who is in that? Oh, I totally buy that. Yeah. I think all
Let's
these
not
guys
cast
might
aspersions
be.
We're not sure about.
I will.
Let's look
I'm not,
up.
I'm not saying he's
all
not,
right.
And I'm not defending him if he is.
Let's
but
take.
Don't you think that's shitty if we just say?
No, you're right. Let's look it up. I'm looking it up right now. Stained.
Are we ever going to talk about Taking Back?
Yes. Stained's Aaron Lewis proudly jumped into the basket of deplorable.
So Shane, why didn't you believe me?
Yeah.
What I don't I blacked out. What?
Why don't you trust me?
He's
Shane?
Been chugging off the bottom of the bottle.
I smoke a little weed.
Whiskey can change a man.
So what did I actually say there? I was really upset that you made me listen to it.
No.
What did you say
I
disagreed with?
I said Aaron
with?
Lewis is a I think he's a Trump guy, and you said let's not cast aspersions about him.
And then Tommy
Isn't
said
that
I will.
No. Yeah.
Do we still know if he's a Trump guy?
Yes.
Oh.
Big Trump guy.
Yeah. Okay.
We still haven't confirmed this.
Oh. We confirmed it on the show just now in the clip we listened to.
And we'll play some more. We're gonna
yeah,
play.
But we have a clip.
What clip?
To play. The we just listened to.
Did you look it up in that clip?
We looked.
Yeah,
it, up.
It said that Aaron Lewis jumped into the basket of deplorables. He's a pro Trump guy.
Oh, I thought you were just saying about in music. Okay. Yeah. Well. I'm sure he's pro Trump.
Okay. Well, this was not as satisfying as I thought it would be.
I do want to play a clip.
Oh, what did you mean? Like, I didn't mean it. Like, do you think I was going to act like Trump and be like, I don't know. Like, what about my tax returns? Here's cheese.
I thought you'd say, Tommy, I respect you now.
Tommy, I will never respect
you. Oh man,
that's not true. I respect you. I respect you as a feature act.
Oh.
And a secondary host of a middling podcast.
Oh, secondary.
Oh, middling.
You're right. I'm being generous. I'm being generous with middling.
Oh, boy. All
I
right,
think you're wonderful, Tommy. You know I love you and respect you.
Here's a little clip that we found. This is.
Are you just guys going to fucking Fox News the shit out of me?
No, this is different. Oh, this is an ad.
Yeah, listen to the ad.
Okay, so this is. Aaron Lewis on Colin Kaepernick.
Absolutely infuriates me, and it makes me even more angry that the NFL, which is so intertwined into this nation, is allowing it to take place. that they're not, you know, benching him. They're not, you know, financially penalizing him every time he doesn't stand. That is a direct slap against the country that makes the NFL as great as it is. The rest of the world, for the most part, doesn't even care about football. Their football is soccer. You know?
What?
And for the NFL to just sit back and allow him to do that without any sort of penalty or repercussion, I don't understand that. He's invoking his right to do what he believes. But this is where freedom and liberty get a little bit skewed. Your freedom and your liberty to do that, on the reverse side, is my freedom and liberty to not have to deal with it and to not have it affect my life. And that's the double, that's the give and take of freedom is, yeah, you're free to do whatever you want to do, but I'm also free from the consequences of your actions. And that's kind of been lost in the definition of freedom because, you know, the consequences.
Why is there a guitar in the background? Why is there so much guitar in the background? So I only do interviews that shred.
If you you gotta look this clip up and look at
it's, that is ridiculous.
His looking at his face as his wheels spin when he's trying to describe freedom.
Well, he's clearly not like a brilliant mind.
Yeah. Well, I'll take. I don't think we should cast aspersions on.
Well, we didn't know at the time when like, and then Tommy looked it up, and I was like, okay. I'm not disagreeing that it's like, I'm not calling it fake news. You guys are acting like real pricks, and I'm starting to get onto Aaron Lewis's side a little bit. I'll say
this
that
is
right
how it happens.
Now. Yeah, look, I might kneel during this podcast.
Take a knee, my ass.
That was ridiculous.
You know, most countries that was, don't have football.
Soccer's the rest of the world's football, and I'm free of your consequence. Like,
that's not what freedom is, to be like, oh, if I don't like what you're doing, I don't have to deal with that. It shouldn't affect
that's not,
my
yeah,
life.
Like,
that's
not
what freedom
thing.
Is.
That's not a crazy thing. I know what he's trying to get to say is that he's allowed to believe something else, which is true.
Yes.
But that is the dumbest way around the block to get there.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. He's truly
it's like
a dumbass.
He took three lefts and he goes, like if someone said, hey, we're going to walk around the block,
uh-huh.
And he took three lefts, and then he was like, I think we're going the wrong way, and then he just went backwards and three rights.
The rest of the world doesn't care about football. That's soccer to them.
Yeah. Which has nothing to do with
sense.
The argument at
the
all.
The MX, the NFL, is as great as it is. Hold on 1 second. This I got a song about this.
His
you
eyes
kneel
really
before... But you don't kneel to Christ. God is love. And America's my wife.
That was good.
Yeah, I can do things.
I think we should put some guitar riffing behind
hell
that.
Yeah.
The fucking that's crazy.
Yeah.
That they were just like we're the Marines.
What's funny is YouTube is so vitriolic that the comments on that are people like, this guy's a dumbass. It's not the NFL's fault that Colin Kaepernick isn't punished. It's the 49ers. They're pussies. It's like, what? Who are you mad at?
So, yeah, there's like San Francisco's queer. Yes.
Who's their coach? Harvey Milk.
That's why the bones are so strong.
It would be funny to just ask new metal artists, like if you could do a web series, like, what do you think of, like, and then you just say, like, a civil rights activist, like Harvey Milk or someone of that level, like who? And they're like, oh, he's like a, like, I would just to see what they think they know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of countries don't even have milk.
Goats are their
Hormis
milk.
Is their milk.
How many views does that have?
That's a good question. It has 50,000.
Jesus Christ.
Reminds me, hey, guys, watch my Conan video. Let's get those numbers up.
You're in direct competition.
It should have
with this
more
video.
Than this. It does, but it's not by enough, you know? And it's a good set.
How many does yours have?
I have no idea, actually. I probably like 90,000 or something
That's
like
that. That's
pretty good. It's not that great, but it's I am proud of it. And also, watch Andy Sanford's.
I got a few more.
Is that right? Oh, is that right? Oh, okay. Well, we didn't all
look that up. Why don't you look up that weird little interview and play something good?
Oh, is that right?
Fucking catch me in my fucking web of you're twisting my words.
Hold on. Let's listen to Shane pander to Guy Fieri real fast.
Yeah, well, when you end up in the New York Times because of it, let me know.
Here we go. Oh, that fake news rag. It's been a while.
And I hear in your fate again.
Let's play that.
That
song
was actually the clip. That was
oh,
Stained.
We already played it? Okay, yeah. Let's play that song.
Let's listen to Stained. It's been a while. For a lot of people, I realize, don't know this is Stained. I think because we're all in a world where this song comes up a lot. Like on Comedy Bang Bang, this song comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it?
Yeah. Scott Aukerman is obsessed with this. It's been a while, a little bit, I think.
It's like weird. Because I was listening to these, because like I haven't listened to them in years, and I was listening to the songs. Like, I really feel like his lyrics should just be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
like you know, like because like he actually can sing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I said in the clip that we heard, I like this song. Like, yeah. I think it's good.
I was listening to a different one that.
Is it? Oh yeah. Well, is it on the playlist?
Yeah. I think
okay, we'll get to it. Let's hear some of "It's Been a While."
Secondary host.
Say that to the dog at Wolf Street.
You guys are a dumb pair of titties.
I'm gonna be hearing about this for months. It's been a while. We're gonna bring you back on to play that clip.
I didn't play that clip.
It's been a while since I first saw you.
It's been a while since I first saw you.
And it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you. It's fucked up as it always seems.
You know what they say, fuck life.
Oh, it's just, okay, it's the best.
Consequences that are rendered. I stretch myself beyond my means.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. We gotta keep going to that.
I'm gonna skip forward.
Wait, that skit's come up soon.
You know what I really love? How well you guys do the tech on this show.
You want me to hire you?
I like being mean to you, too.
Wait.
It's been a while since I've gone and fucked things up. Just like I always do. And
that's
been a while, but all that shit seems to disappear when I'm with.
God damn, that fires me up. Shane's going to be listening to this song while listening to this podcast later. There's a candlelight. Yeah. The video is very, like, it's just him being like
there's a lot
very,
of,
it looks
like there's a lot of, like, dilapidated warehouses in, in like, early 2000s music videos.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of, like, singularly swinging light bulbs.
Yeah. It was all the rage at the time.
I think I've said that before somewhere, but I was like, that really was, like, the look.
No, for sure. Yeah. So funny. Yeah. Apparently, in the video for this, the woman being sung to by Stained, lead singer Aaron Lewis, is actually his
dead
wife.
Yeah.
It's his dad in a wig.
I said dead, not dead.
Oh, cannot blame this on my father. The lady just takes the wig off.
It's probably weird to write a song about your father issues and a woman you're fucking in the same song.
You'd think so, but...
Well, to quote Detective Pikachu, this is a real line from the movie. He says, well, there can't be daddy issues without daddy.
It doesn't... It's definitely the worst line of the movie.
It's said
I
in
think.
The cadence of a
know,
joke.
That sounds pretty good.
It's like not what really a joke.
What the fuck?
Oh man, if you could see these little Bulbasaurs, they were so cute.
They were cute.
I wish
my bulb was getting pretty sore. Oh, no. Ah, fuck.
I was thinking about this today. Not this isn't really a spoiler. I don't think it's more of an anti-spoiler. He never just says Pikachu in it. He says Pika Pika, but he never says Pikachu. A little unsatisfying.
Wow.
Anyway.
Maybe some of us were going to see that.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what? Let's watch some SNL clips. That's what we do on this show now. The video was directed by the lead singer of Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst.
Oh, wow.
Friedrich Durst.
That was his German name before he came over on Ellis Island.
Yeah, I was reading about him, and he signed them to his record label, or Flip Records, or whatever.
And there was Puddle of Mud, there was Stained. He really had the market on that.
Yeah, he really did. Fred Durst is a pretty, weird. I mean, you think he's an idiot, you know, like just because of the public persona. Well, he's a pretty good businessman.
He is a good businessman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Puddle of Mud and a Puddle of Mud would cause a stain.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's how they did that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Could be.
This podcast is making me stone sour.
Finally, a stone sour reference on our show.
Yeah.
Now that we've heard it's been a while, I think we should go to Jared. What do you think?
Yes.
Listen to it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear this fucking scorched earth policy.
So this is our friend and foe of the show. You know him. You love him.
I love him. Great.
The owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, where beautiful? Limestone Comedy Festival. How dare you, sir? That is my home.
Okay.
I will be returning to go hang out at Limestone. Come hang.
I'm announcing a return. That's
I'm returning to hang out at Limestone.
You're
going to
squeeze in a little spot here.
No. I'm going to watch. I'll probably drink a bunch. And I'm going to sing. I'm going to try to sneak my way into that karaoke. I'll tell you that. Maybe I'll sing Stained. That could be fun. But yeah, Limestone is at the end of this month. Check it out. It's a very, very fun time. Very good time. If you're near the area, it's a magical weekend.
It looks like a blast this year, too. It's a good lineup. Yeah.
Yes. But Jared, each week, likes to give his thoughts.
I remember he really blew up my Taking Back Sunday one.
I think he's probably going to do the same.
Oh, no shit. This isn't right up his alley?
I will say, I sent him the message that we're doing Stain today, and he just wrote back LOL and nothing for like 3 hours. But here are Jared's thoughts on Stained.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Stained. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's Sheryl Crow, and then Aerosmith, and then Stained. It's just like, I mean, I can't believe that I'm like longing for the days of Britney Spears or Pink or, you know, whatever. Backstreet Boys or whatever, where you can at least kind of understand why someone would have liked it at some point. But, you know, this is, it just, I really hope that I don't know the guest, because there's no way I could ever take them seriously for anything. If they're a comedian and they're funny, I can't, it's over for them. I mean, they're never coming to Bloomington. They're never getting into Limestone. There's no way in the world that I could ever take anyone seriously that ever liked this band. I don't care if you were 12 years old. The Beatles existed. You could have at least listened to like pop music that had roots in good music. Like, this is just terrible from the first second. I just read about them. The whatever his name is, Aaron, whatever, is like a Trump guy. It's like there's just no salvation whatsoever in any of this. So, I mean,
salvation and
fuck.
He just ended it with fuck. That was one of my favorite ones.
That was incredible.
Well, I guess I'll just tell my agent to stop emailing Jared.
I mean, it's very funny because we somewhat strong-armed you into doing this.
Yeah, it's also a little...
You didn't want to defend Stain.
That's fine.
We come on, we make you come on.
Guess
we,
I'll just go to Morty's.
They closed.
Oh, I guess I'll just go to Bordy's.
They did open their sister club, Bordy's. Are you okay?
Like, went wrong, Pat. Fuck. He closed out with fuck.
An exasperated
There's
fuck.
No salvation. Yeah, you're going to hell, bro.
That is such a funny. Lord.
That was so great. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Let's go to Facebook while we're on the topic. In addition to getting thoughts from Jared, we also like to get the public's thought. And by the public, I mean the people who are curated by my friends list on Facebook. I posted today, we're going to talk about Stained. People came in hot. Ronnie Fleming writes, used to be a huge Stained fan, even gave Aaron Lewis's Country album a try. They aren't good, LOL. Brian Allen Mitchell wrote, well, time to unpack my parents' divorce now.
Oh, this is clearly molested stuff.
Micah Brucey writes, Stained once played on the roof of a record store on Long Island and like 5,000 people showed up.
Of course.
They had to shut the streets down and it was pandemonium. I felt real bad for the Wendy's next door. Will Carey writes, me and all my friends loved Break the Cycle when it came out. I still think Epiphany is a great song that's on the playlist. It's a cool song to learn about. I think it is on the playlist.
No, it's on the playlist. Yes. It's not a great song.
that Long Island.
This was coming from a place of like, I used to like this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That must have been their Woodstock, though. I think everyone in Long Island, yeah. I was at that stage. So.
Their Woodstock was probably Woodstock.
Woodstock 99?
Yeah, I bet they played. I would have. There was
that.
A Rolling
they
Stone review that was like,
they're interesting in the way that they are not rap metal, but they are lumped into that kind
new metal.
Of. Yeah. Not interesting, but like.
Yeah.
How you're like, you can just kind of be like swept into the sea of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Will the company you keep, I guess.
Will Carey continues to write that he doesn't think he's a great lyricist, but he's a great singer. I've seen video of him playing solos, singing with no microphone, just belting out the lyrics, and it sounded great. Let's see. Oh, Mike Lee posted a clip of him playing is acoustic with hype man Fred Durst. So go to my Facebook to find that. I don't feel like playing it right now. Let's see. Sorrell writes MAGA. He's into MAGA. Let's see. Alex Schubert writes, I tend to like a lot of post-grunge bands, and I especially liked them when I was in high school. Stained was one of the bands that got looped in. Now I don't necessarily think they're bad. I just think they're boring and extremely middle of the pack.
That is a perfect analogy. Yeah.
He says,
so
there's
nothing exceptional about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Shannon Norman.
Now ain't you here, so far away.
Oh, God.
Rabbit to the end of day.
Shannon Norman writes.
I don't know what that was, but it was not Stained.
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong singing Stained lyrics? Like,
nothing to say. And after. It's been a while since I could see your face.
It works. Aaron Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've gone and fucked things up just like I always do. And now that jet seems to disappear when I'm with a skibbity boop boop. I see skies of blue, Monster Energy drink. When I see my daddy's feet.
It was all worth it to get to that.
That was great. Shannon Norman writes, they are just Tool for even dumber people, which I think is fun.
I love Tool, too.
Remedial math rock.
Yes.
Remedial.
Ah, that's
Algebra
that's
1 rock.
That's very funny. Let's see here. That's enough for Facebook. What do you think of what do you think about what's going on here?
I feel like
here,
most
buddy?
Of those comments
you
are
agree with a lot of it.
Yeah. Like
they are such what they are. Every comment on that thread hit the nail on the head. Like there is no they're so directly them. Like they're not there's no at no point was he just like, no, that's a little too much. Yeah. You know, even musically, you know, like everything sounds exactly like what it's supposed to sound. Like, I don't know if that makes it like it's like they heard stuff and they heard bands and that were all fine.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then they heard one good band but didn't get into them enough. And then they made this band. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like, they heard something they liked. And that was
Like, they just like, well, this is all, like, they heard so much radio play.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, oh, also, here are the, like, not like, here's the Pixies. Or right. Like, and they were like, yeah, that's okay. And then they just like, yeah.
I think it's interesting that they are such a middle of the pack band. Their music is pretty harmless, I think.
Like, yeah, it's pretty.
So much of it is just like moody, somewhat emo. I mean, it's a lot of emo shit.
It's bordering on that. Like, yeah, without
aggro
the,
emo. Yeah.
Yes.
Without the tempo of like a lot of emo.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But for some reason, he decides to take such like harsh angles. Like, apparently, this is an article from February 3rd, 2019, so very recent. It says, Staines Aaron Lewis ends Texas show abruptly, tells crowd, I don't know how to speak Spanish, I'm American. What is the point of this?
I hope it didn't come up, and he just said that unprompted.
There's video. Shit, I should have just played the... Okay, I wonder if I can find the video. It might be wildly offensive, so I maybe shouldn't play it. There's a video that said, here's the sissy
There's
fit.
Nothing wrong with spreading hate speech.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In response to people shouting to speak to them in Spanish. I guess people were yelling at him to speak in Spanish for some reason. That's kind of weird.
I do that at every
concert. He does kind of look like Mexican in the way I look Mexican.
yeah, like a little.
Damn. Yeah, this is fucked up. And I'm learning Spanish, so fuck you, Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, say something in Spanish, Tom.
Lo siento.
Pinche gringo Aaron Lewis.
it's pretty fucked up.
Cudiero.
Un boleto a Madrid. A what? Ticket to Madrid. Huh? That's the sort of shit that
I can see you're doing well.
Yo soy un hombre. Did I talk about this on one? I was doing
don't
Duolingo.
Stop, dumb fuck.
Now, I don't know what that means, but I don't like the sound of it.
It means, where is the library?
Does that mean I'm having fun on the podcast?
Of course it does. One of the engineers at the building I work at, he's a Spanish guy, and he always says to me that they found me outside of Home Depot to work in the office. It's very funny.
That is very funny. Should we listen to some more music? We got some songs to play.
Yeah, we can call it that.
Blow through. You're supposed to be defending him.
I got to defend it from a point of like perspective.
Yeah, of course. I'm kidding. Let's hear some of Outside.
Oh, this was a big one.
This is the other song that I'm quoted as saying.
I worked at Pacific Sunwear, and that when this song came out, and whenever it came on in our mix, I would like crank it up.
Oh, that's what PacSun stands for?
I never heard that.
I did
either.
Not know that until just now. That's crazy. We're learning
I was,
yeah.
I was this guy's demographic.
And you bring me to my knees.
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. This guy's a flip-flopper.
All the time.
I don't think he has an editing process lyrically. Like, I think he's just like, yeah.
It is like an anti-chorus where you think it's gonna be like a big hook.
Yeah,
and it's just like
bam,
yeah.
Bam, bam.
I find that frustrating, but I do like. I did like that song because it was very.
This is
emo.
Like the kind of music I feel like. What's that show that's not Game of Thrones that people watch that's kind of like Game of Thrones?
like Vikings or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Vikings.
I feel like this is what the writers of that music of that show
just, like,
listen
to. TV listening to. Yeah.
That's so funny. So this was recorded live on the 99 Family Values Tour in Biloxi, Mississippi.
What's up?
Lead singer Aaron Lewis was not finished writing the song when they performed it. The song is just Lewis and his guitar with occasional input from Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst. Durst coerced Lewis on stage by promising to sing the song with him. And then he didn't.
So it was like a Star Is Born for dumbasses.
They should make that. It's just two guys.
Yeah. What if you could do that, like a sketch with like that? Like if he just recreated that moment from A Star Is Born, but with new man.
Lewis frequently dedicates this song to late Kid Rock sidekick Joe C.
Ah, Joe C.
Is that the little guy?
Person.
Yeah. I just read while I was looking for this. Apparently, Stained was not the original name of this band.
What do we
got? It originally was Stain, and then they found out there was another band called Stain, so they just added a D. That sucks.
So they added a dickhead.
Yes, exactly.
Have you heard of my band?
They added
Backstreet Boys.
Well, originally this
they added show. A D, drummer. No,
this podcast was originally called "Stand by Your Band,"
and it was about
the Muslim ban, of course.
the fact that we both did it makes it fun.
Oh, you know, Aaron Lewis tweets about that. God, you're fucking simple.
Wow. All right. Let's.
Come on. Okay.
I'm on the podcast. All right, let's listen to Mud Shovel.
This was like the first radio single I remember.
You take away I feel the same.
Like you could like, if this was a DJ, you'd be like taking Molly,
like yep. That kind of yeah.
Like in the Matrix,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Butts. Scott from Las Vegas, Nevada writes: this is a very good song to listen to when you are feeling hurt and angry at the same time.
Yeah. Right before you go shoot a school up.
Jesus. Let's see. What the name for this song has nothing to do with the meaning. It's actually a slang term for anal sex that someone told Aaron Lewis way back. He said then that
throwing down my mud shovel.
He said then that he was going to use it as a song name because he found it amusing. Obviously, he stayed true to his word. That's a very Limp Bizkit thing to do because they have that hot dog. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Mud shovel. To call your dick a mud shovel is pretty.
Say it. Funny.
Pretty awesome.
Say it. Cool.
Cool. It's so grab. Like you're like, that's like the kind gross. Of like, you're just like watching a prison movie. It's like you're getting ready for a shower. So he's like, I'm busting out my mud shovel.
God. I want to see this video because apparently the song is about a relationship in which the significant other has hurt the victim in some way. The music.
Butt fucked him.
The video depicts a man being cheated on with his girlfriend or wife. So it's a cuck video? Mm. That's what it sounds like.
You take away, I feel the same.
Dang.
The lyric's so nice. He said it twice in a row, even though it means nothing.
You can't feel my anger. You can't feel my pain. So we was down the French Quarter, and I said, get out my mud shovel.
It is also like he's doing this thing where he's like talking.
About you can feel my anger, you can feel my pain.
He's like talking about how he doesn't feel anything, but he's being so emotional the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like the saying, I'm not mad.
He's like a walking redundancy.
Yes.
Let's hear.
That being said, I like the song. I don't really like it anymore. I just like the guitar effect.
So far away. I forgot that this was Stained because it doesn't sound like it would be this genre at all.
Until the drums kick in, can you pause it for 1 second? Until the drums kick in right there, it sounds like Elizabethan music, where like somebody would be dancing in a castle ballroom.
Yes. There's another song that this sounds just like that I keep getting it confused for, and I'll have to hear more of it.
You know what it sounds like?
Yes.
You know,
yes, exactly. What is that? Yes, I was singing it earlier over the lyrics to this, and I can't remember what it is. It's some woman. It might be like Vanessa Carlton or something. Yeah.
This is my life. It's not what it was before. All these feelings I've shared, and these are my dreams that I've never lived before. Somebody shake me, cause I must be sleeping.
It feels like this would be playing at the end of a Grey's Anatomy season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Desiree from Powers Lake, North Dakota writes, "This was our prom song."
What a sad prom.
What?
Pretty North Dakota.
New metal prom.
Now that you're here so far away.
Sucks. North Dakota is so much better than South Dakota.
I've never been to either.
Well, you know what? They both suck.
Damn.
We just lost eight listeners.
Fuck Sioux Falls. Fuck Sioux Falls. Fuck Minot.
Damn.
Fuck Fargo.
You went after Minot?
Yeah. Minot? Why not?
I'm trying to get my knot.
Trying to get my knot on from a mud shovel.
Okay, that works.
Play Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. Because I think that it sounds very similar.
That's the song that I was trying to think of.
Break! went to Kelly Clarkson, went to prom with my buddy.
Is that
Say
right?
What?
Yeah. Senior prom with my buddy. She's from the town. She went to high school in the town. Right next to.
Yeah. This is exactly what I was thinking.
A little bit, yeah.
And I'm going to say it, this song's better.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, I'm saying it. I'll
think you're right.
And since Shane only sent us, I asked Shane for 6 songs, he sent 5. We're going to count this.
This is 6.
No, they're 5.
I love it.
And it will affect the score. Dreaming of what could be. I wish we could put some time on that. It sounds so similar.
Anyone ever defended Kelly Clarkson?
Not yet.
No, actually, that
Shane's
would be a good
fourth
one.
Episode.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's
start
back
it up
to
right
back.
And then we're gonna play a long clip from this episode in that one.
We're just gonna play the whole episode and make Shane listen to it.
Remember when you said Kelly Clarkson? You fucking scumbag! I come here to lend my star power to you.
All right, let's.
God,
hear.
I wish I was that big a prick.
Let's hear Epiphany. Lend my star power, you son of a bitch.
The only Dallas Stars are on that hockey rink, I tell you what.
Oh,
not
shit.
Anymore.
Why?
They
Wait.
Lost. They went out.
Oh, no. Damn.
Sorry.
Damn. Were they in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I don't give a fuck.
Your words to me just a whisper. Your face is so unclear. I try to pay attention.
If you're driving, pull over. It's not safe to feel this much. Yeah, you're gonna get pulled over. Sir, will you listen to a 50 back there?
Thank you.
It's like he's, I speak to you in riddle because my words get in my way. Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, dumbass, you said that already.
He is.
He thinks he's a damn riddle master.
I think he's a riddler.
Hold on, this is a good part.
You let him.
What does he say? I dig myself a little hole inside
your precious heart.
Damn.
With my damn mud shovel.
Mud shovel.
Sorry that I recycled my mud shovel in your heart.
Holy, what a gross.
I only have one shovel.
For your butt. Holy Lord. God, I didn't want to do this.
Lewis has explained in the past that this is about his ADD, but he regrets now explaining the meaning behind the song. He told Audio Inc. Radio in 2011, there's this one song that I've said what it's about over the years, and it kind of ruined it for a lot of people, and that's Epiphany. I don't think anybody realized the song was about ADD. I think they adapted the song for what it meant to them. Now you listen to the song knowing that it's about me having ADD. And there's a whole new, different meaning to the song.
God, he's such a loser.
He sucks so much.
He does. He's
That does explain his Kaepernick interview. The fact that he has ADD.
No sense. He like forgot what he was talking about. By the end, he's like, he should be able to kneel.
I don't know.
God. The ADD thing definitely makes sense. I love the line, so I speak to you in riddles because my words get in my way. That's the glorious thing about music. It can mean anything you want it to. That didn't. You speak in riddles, Emily from St. Louis, Missouri. Damn,
Mississippi,
Mississippi. Oh, we should open that place. That'd be a good soup restaurant.
Mississippi.
Yep,
that's pretty good, honestly. Sure. Mrs. Soupy.
It's not good.
It's good.
Where the soup day is. All
right. From now on, all your Patreon money is going to open Mrs. Soupy.
Mrs. Soupy's. Like she owns it?
Yes, she's a mascot. Exactly. Yeah. We're going to open it in Mississippi. It's going to be called MRS and then Soupy.
She'll be a beloved character.
No, it's
going to
be MS.
No.
And, well, she has MS. That's part of the character.
No, he has
Ms.
ADD.
Is Soupy? No, it's Mrs. Soupy.
What's the next song?
Are we really arguing about
it? We are.
What if
this ended God, I can't believe you're taking... Like, this is... Look, I'm... The rest of the world's football is soccer.
One man's soup is another man's soccer.
Hey, man.
We are done with the playlist.
Okay.
Shane, let that be your next.
We're definitely making a koozie that says Mrs. Soupy on it.
Shane, what are your final thoughts before we give our ratings?
Yeah.
I cannot believe I had to do this. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Strong
Honestly,
words.
I'm just like... What do we... Come on. I know there was a point in my life where I genuinely liked this, and then I went back to it, and I can't believe it. Yeah. And I don't... Fuck everybody.
Fuck everybody.
This is... It's so... I don't know... Why do they get to be successful?
It's a great question.
Yes.
It seems like the early 2000s, there was just...
Not a lot of time for
rush.
High art.
Mm-hmm.
In culture and like mainstream culture.
It was after 9/11. We were all just looking to yell about stuff.
Well, they really, I feel like there was a capitalization on in the like the new metal rap rock world. I really feel like people were like, this is pretty patriotic.
This is American. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll say that.
Okay.
Very
I
good.
Can't defend any of this, honest to God. I know I'm trying to.
Do we have any other clips we wanted to play before we wrap up?
They're not good.
Yeah, we don't need to play that.
There's that one of him at that rally where he's wearing a hood.
Tom's in that clip, so it's a little weird.
Oh, come on. I'm the good guy. I do want to say, I think we talked about it before, but he has like a beef with with one of the members of Limp Bizkit. I think, is his name Wes Borland?
Yeah, that's a guitar player.
So he has a big beef with him because they're from the same... No, they're not from the same place. I don't know what it is. I think they performed around the same place in Florida or something. But and obviously they toured together or whatever. But they ran into each other at an airport. And he's, Aaron claims that... Wes was riding on one of those, he says a golf cart, which they don't have at the airport.
Well, I know what he means.
He's talking about one of those little,
yeah, transpo things.
He says he saw him on one of that, and he keeps calling him bougie. And he goes, this bougie ass was riding on that. And then we ended up at a gate right next to each other. And I asked him, hey, man, I love you, buddy. I missed you. Where you been? And where you headed to? And the guy said, I'm going home to L.A. And he stops him, and he's like, you're not from L.A., man. You're not fake like those plastic people. You're from Jacksonville, or you're from Florida.
So, yeah.
So don't forget, that's where your home is. And the guy just goes, man, fuck you. Like, I've lived in Florida.
I did not think I'd come out of this podcast being a bigger Limp Bizkit.
I know. The guy just goes, man, I've lived in L.A. longer than Florida now. Like, fuck off. Like, don't do this.
He's
to
just
me.
Trying to, like, yeah.
He's trying to posture
and
on
and proselytize.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, but, clearly this guy's up his own ass.
Yes, but Wes Borland said it publicly. He goes, I hate the guy now. I haven't spoken to him since. I think he's an asshole. And he goes, I wish nothing but the worst for him, which seems like a bit much. Yeah. But that's the only other thing I wanted to talk about.
No, I love that. I think that's great. I think that
we,
like,
may have talked about it on the list.
I bet Wes Borland's new band, like some hipster hears this podcast and goes to see him genuinely because of that.
It's really funny. I do appreciate that. As somebody who lives in New York, it's like, it's kind of annoying when people do that to you. You're like, you're from India, don't forget, you stupid hill fuck or whatever.
Yeah, well, like, I want
to have, like, I have pride for Indiana and stuff, but it's also,
you should not.
No, I guess I don't, but yeah. No, but it's also
Bloomington,
like,
sucks. Stained is awesome.
Shane,
stop. I like Bloomington.
Limestone Comedy Festival, baby.
I like Bloomington. No,
Bloomington's a beautiful town.
I went to a good record store there.
Exactly. Yeah, Landlocked. I have
it's cool.
All their shirts. Tommy, you want me to go first? You
I'll go first. I love It's Been a While. I always will.
Yes.
It's a great song, and I love Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson, so 2 out of 6.
Well, that's not, It's Been a While was a different one than the Kelly Clarkson song.
No.
Those
saying,
are just the 2 of the 6.
Because we are including the Kelly Clarkson song in our radio.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
other ones, just listening to them now, it's like...
So far away
sucks. Yeah, so far
outside
away
sucks.
That's the one I like the most right now.
Yeah.
Now that you're here.
So I will say the Trash in My Blood still loves Outside, and parts of So Far Away are all right.
Yeah, like there's a little bit you're like, and then it's almost promising.
I think, like, I have to.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
It's like a.
It's not good.
It's like watching a movie on TBS on Saturday when you're hungover. You're like, I'll just leave it on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's perfect. So I like It's Been a While a lot still. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Outside, I said it on the other episode, so I got to stick with that one. I could say Mud Shovel and Epiphany don't do it for me, especially knowing it's about ADD. but I love the Kelly Clarkson song, so I'm going to go 3.25 out of 6.
Shout out to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, we love you.
KC, baby! Girls of Texas represent!
Shane, thanks so much for coming.
I love you.
We love you, buddy. We got to have you back on to talk about Kelly Clarkson.
I will fucking do that for sure.
And you can include one Stained song on that playlist.
Yeah,
well.
To be fair. We'll be fair.
I'm going to include an Aaron Lewis song.
check out I almost called you Stain.
Stain
Torres is Comedy Central digital. Check out his half hour on Comedy Central. What else would you like to promote there,
look out for the Colbert set. Yeah. It's Syrup Mountain on Instagram. ShaneIsAComedian.com.
Yes.
All that stuff. Got dates. This comes out this week.
It'll be this Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California
this
week.
Love that
place. And then Thursday through Sunday, and then The Cellar in Las Vegas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, June 16th through the 22nd, and then the 24th through the 29th, I'll be at Acme in Minneapolis.
Hell yeah. Check them out.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll be at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City.
My man.
The end of this month.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Shane's the killer. You're going to have a great time. I will be opening for Tommy McNamara's album recording.
Oh, that's what's up.
June 13th. There's two shows. You can go to unionhallny.com.
Get tickets.
Get tickets. Get them soon. Because I have a feeling it's going to pack out. It's going to be a great time.
If it packs out, we're going to have to get out our mud shovels.
We're doing a stain sing along at the end. Yeah,
but I'm going to be hosting those. And then Mary Houlihan will also be a part of that. So come out to that.
I'll check out one if I'm in town.
I would love that.
Yeah. I will also be in L.A. for the first week and a half of June doing a bunch of shows around town. Check out my social media for that. It's Tom A. Takkar, T-H-A-K-K-A-R. You know it if you listen to this podcast. But guys, thanks so much for listening. Once again, keep it crispy. Bye.
Tit.